fascinated with this whole Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce romance. Probably more than any grown woman should be.
I mean, it's not just you. People are talking about it all over the place. They were breaking in at halftime shows during the NFL coverage, and they were like, Taylor Swift's at the Chiefs game. And oh yeah, the Chiefs are winning. Like, they weren't even getting to the scores, basically, at then. It's a phenomenon. I mean, I just... The body language to me, like, I just feel it's like it's going to flame out quick.
Oh my gosh. So here's the reason why I think people are obsessed with it. It's very high school, because like, if you look at Travis Kelce's face when he first see her, it's like, you know, like when you see a boy that's first enamored with a girl and they're like 16 years old, like he's a little shy, but a little like awestruck in his eyes.
Sure.
He's got that look. And even Patrick Mahomes, if you haven't seen the video, I mean, ESPN posted it, which is hilarious, of him waving to Taylor. He's
like trying to get their clicks up.
Like, he's like doing the Tootles thing with his fingers. He's just waving. He's like starstruck. Like, it is Taylor Swift. Even Bill Belichick said that Travis Kelce's had a lot of big catches in his life, but this is the biggest catch of his entire life.
I mean, you look at you. You're just waiting to get that one out, right? Just like Bill Belichick was. Everybody in NFL coverage wanted that, too. The outfit is questionable, and the fact that he did not hold her hand in that video was very weird to me. This is a girl that you adore. This is a girl that you're trying to get somewhere with. Grab her by her hand.
No, they're not there yet. So
she was sitting next to his mother.
Okay, so she shows up to the game. She sits in the suite right next to Travis Kelce's mom. So, and they've only allegedly been talking for a couple of weeks. So now they walk out together. And the two things that people realize are, one, they're not holding hands. But that's a big step. To hold hands in public is a huge step. That is a deliberate thing that happened.
I like this girl. She's got a camera in her face. There's people all around us. I'm taking her by the hand.
I don't think so. I think that she probably made it very clear that there's boundaries. And that was probably one of the boundaries. I get that. What I don't get is what he chose to wear. Because he's wearing a white denim jacket and white jeans with light blue splattered paint all over it. A couple of the tweets about it kind of looks like the print on my Bounty toilet paper.
Yeah, it looked like a white cow with blue spots.
Yeah. Another tweet says, after the game, he has to go to his painting gig. Yeah. He does look like a painter.
Right.
He looks like
maybe
a painter.
It's a wine. Maybe they were going to one of those wine nights, though. Maybe that's what they were doing. It looked like it had some, it actually has some sort of lady in the blue paint. There's some sort of design in there, which I'm also not understanding. The spots actually made more sense. But
yeah, if you go to our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, you can see the outfit of choice right there.
It's questionable.
Yeah. And I was thinking about it. I'm like, what's the worst thing to wear on a date? Like, you're going out on a date. All eyes are on you. Travis Kelce knew. They didn't leave in a black SUV like they usually do.
Yeah.
They left in his convertible.
Yeah, it was, again, it just, I don't know. I just hope he's genuinely there for it.
Absolutely.
I really do.
No. He is enamored with her. The question is she there for him long term? But we'll see. But what is the worst thing you can wear on a date? Is it white denim with splattered paint all over it for a guy? Kelly, what do you think?
Oh, God. Definitely a tracksuit. I mean, that's like, ugh, just forget it. Go home, turn around, don't bother.
What if it's a really, really, really fancy tracksuit?
No.
Fancy?
No. Whenever I think about the guys that I know that wear tracksuits, they always have big gold chains that go along with it. And not rappers, just normal people that wear big gold chains and tracksuits. Adidas tracksuits, usually.
I mean, like Gucci makes them and stuff like that. I mean, what if they show up with that? I mean,
no.
Listen, I think today's tracksuit is yesterday's leisure suit. And I don't think either of them are appropriate enough for a first date, but they each had their time. My dad had some weird leisure suits. Very weird.
1-800-330-9999. Worst thing to wear on a date. What do you think it is? What's the worst thing you can wear when you're on a date? 1-800-330-9999. It's like the entire country is obsessed with the fact that Taylor Swift, the rumors may be true, she showed up to the Travis Kelce game this past weekend.
It's a bold choice. Number one, I mean, the coloring of his outfit, the white denim with the blue paint on it is one thing, but just white denim in general, anything white. You're going out on a date, like you're wearing anything all white. Like, it's bold.
People said he looked like a painter. people said that the pattern on it, which now that I've really examined it for a great length,
there's some artwork on it.
There's like an artwork, and it's like a half-nude woman kind of silhouette situation that I don't understand.
He still looks like a cow that's been splattered with white paint to me, but okay.
I do feel like football players can get away with wearing kind of like nutty things, and they get away with it.
When you're rocking 3% body fat, it doesn't matter what you're into, what you do, you can get away with a whole lot.
But what do you think is the worst thing to wear on a date? The whole world was watching, and that's what he put on, full denim with blue spatter paint. Taylor, what do you think?
Probably a pair of like plaid or Christmas, like fleece pajama bands.
Yep.
I mean, flannel as a rule for me, unless it's like a fall or like some sort of seasonal date, or I'm hanging out with a farmer. Other than that, I'm not the flannel guy.
No, you should never. I mean, flannel shirts are cool, but flannel on your bottom half should never leave the house.
Okay.
Never, ever. Henry, what do you think? Worst clothing to wear on a date?
The worst thing a girl can wear on a date is Birkenstocks. I feel like it just means she does not care at all about being on a date. It's just like, rather be comfy. Doesn't get like, it's just saying like, I didn't try at all.
See, I disagree because I love my Birkenstocks and I look very cute in them. If a girl shows up in Uggs, then she don't care. I feel like Uggs have reached the point where if you wear Uggs on a date, you have zero anticipation of this date going anywhere.
No, I got to agree with him.
The Birks? You're not into the Birks?
Yep. Yeah, you got your Fred Flintstones hanging out. It's too casual. The Nashes apparently have commentary we need, Anna.
Well, I actually have an update for you on the Travis Kelce game because he's got game, bro. The name of the jacket, it's called the 1989 Bedroom Painting Denim Jacket.
What?
That dude is smart, bro. He's a chess player.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wait. Yeah, because 1989.
Right?
You're right. Oh, my gosh.
Wait a minute.
Dude, and my daughter's 13. She's telling me he's number 87. She's number 13. This all adds up to 100. We'll see if it lasts more than 100 days.
I mean, the fact that this, like, you're here quoting math to me. Like, this is crazy that this is happening. This is some sort of phenomenon. You're a grown man calling another grown man telling me about Taylor Swift chess piece, you know, numbers.
My 13-year-old's in the car. She won't even, she's with me, but she's like, I ain't saying it. You could say it, Dad. So it's confirmed.
No. Everybody else is playing checkers. Here. This guy's playing chess. That painting is the 1989 painting, and it's after her album. And if you know Taylor Swift, she loves to do that. She loves to drop clues and Easter eggs, and he wore one out for the Swifties to figure out.
No, all right, concentrate. We have the remainder of a show to do.
I can't.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.